Hello, everybody. Start with some pastoral news. Congratulations to Lindsay and Carl on the birth of a son, grandson to Murray and Leslie Carnegie. Congratulations also on the birth of Otis to parents Grace and Adamson. This is the first grandchild of Sally Blandford and husband Paul. Please remember Helen and Alan Johnson, who are both now in hospital. And please remember Pat Brooks, who is in hospital for assessment. She would probably welcome visitors, and she's in Kingston Hospital, but it may be a short stay, so just check with the hospital before you go. The Interfaith Forum in Kingston has arranged an event called Stand Together outside the Bentall Centre on Monday at 3 p.m. and it's to show that we're all in solidarity together for peace and our community. Takia, who is a convert to Christianity from Islam and is from Pakistan, and the British government are seeking to send him back, though he has been threatened with death in Pakistan. And we would really like people to pray that justice will be done when he has his final appeal later this month. And finally, there is a bring and share lunch after this service. Please stay and join us for it. Thank you.
Come and worship the God of peace, Creator, Son, and Spirit. Come and rejoice with the God of power, Creator, Son, and Spirit. Come to receive, come to give, come to celebrate. Come to offer all that we are to the God of love, Creator, Son, and Spirit. We join to sing, Christ be our light.
Thank you.
Please have a seat. One of the ministries in the life of our church that we are a part of is Street Pastors. And I know that Street Pastors are an organization that many people have heard of. But at this time, we're going to have an update, hear some stories, have some discussion. So let's hear some stories and some, which will lead us into prayers of thanks. And I apologize to those of you who have turned up wearing blue denim today, because everybody's going to think you're a street pastor. I'm just putting it out there, because that's what's going to happen. Okay. Yeah, okay. Right, please.
Hello. I thought I'd just look through the last diaries for the last few times that I was out. And just to give you an example of some of the things that we meet. The first one I thought I'd start with was something where, not uncommonly, we were faced with something which wasn't quite what we thought. There were always surprises, and they're often lovely surprises like this one. So reading from the diary, we bumped into a young white couple in their mid-20s. He, the male, was putting his shoes onto her feet. And we thought this may be because her feet were sore. So we stopped and offered them some flip-flops, which is what we often do. The man explained to us that his girlfriend had borderline personality disorder, and she was just coming into an episode, that she needed something tighter on her feet, which is why he was putting on his closed shoes. We gave him the flip-flops so that he wouldn't be walking barefoot. He apparently was finding it difficult to get a taxi, an Uber taxi or anything, so we offered to walk them both to the nearest cab station. And when we arrived, there were some young men, two or three young men, also waiting for a taxi, but they very generously offered to let the young couple jump the queue and have the first taxi that was available. The young lady was oscillating between being really disorientated and quite distressed, and seeming drunk, like sleepy, but apparently this was not really because of that. It was because of her mental illness. So there were two things that struck us: how generous the young men were, who obviously wanted to go home as well, but they just let this couple jump the queue. But also, this young man, he was just amazing. He was so gentle and understanding. We thought probably that they had been together perhaps for a while. He actually said to one of us, "This isn't my first rodeo." And he'd been through it before. But as I say, he was so lovely, calm and gentle with her. And the good news was that they got into a taxi and they went home. Another not untypical story.
Should we pray? Let's pray. Let's give them. Sometimes, God, we think that whatever goes on in the night time will always be negative. We thank you for those who are surprisingly kind and sensitive to others in unlikely circumstances. We thank you for the story of such tenderness to somebody in distress. Thank you. Amen.
A second story, which I think was actually the same night, was we quite often say hello to the doorman. And if you think about it, they are quite isolated, and that their work colleagues are not necessarily all together, so they don't get a chance to chat so much with each other. And chatting with the young people who are busy with their friends is not always a way of having a nice sociable time while you're working. So I think they appreciate it when we talk to them. So we said hello to one of the doormen, and then out of the blue he said, "So, what do you think about hell? What is hell? Where is it?" So this opened obviously a deeper faith conversation and an opportunity for us to share our faith. And it turned out that he was actually a Pentecostal, and that He wanted to know if hell was real, and he'd been talking to his wife about what she thought about hell, and that he told us that he had been taught as a child that hell was a burning fire, but that nowadays people don't say that anymore. So what did we believe? And between us, the Holy Spirit always seems to find somebody who has the right words when we're caught, if you like, off guard. And between us, we talked about one God and the core principle, the core commandment of love, compassion, care, understanding and guidance and kindness. And at the end of it, he said, so it's all about love. I have got a prayer for this one. Thank you. We thank God for the people we meet and with whom we have wonderful conversations, and we often meet those people again. They are young people like our own sons and daughters and friends. They are school friends, university friends, work colleagues. Sometimes they're celebrating exam results, birthdays, that they're soon to be married. We know that relationships are not always easy, and that some are out to escape from their problems that they can't face. Some are full of pain and anger. Some have become addicted to excitement, to alcohol, to sex, to drugs. Lord, we pray for those people for whom we've had significant conversations. We pray for those we have spoken to who do have faith but are not yet connected with you. When we're out, we are four, but we're not alone. It's a whole group of people, a teamwork of people who are out there making sure that people are safe and having a good time, staying safe. And recently, we were just walking along and a car stopped. And then we found that it was actually an unmarked police car and there were two policemen inside. And they asked us, did we know about the missing person? Now, sometimes we get emails about that, that we should watch. But apparently there was a young Greek student who had been obviously showing signs of problems and was being assessed for his mental health problems, but he'd escaped from the hospital where he was being assessed. And they were really worried about him because he'd been missing for 2 days. And that's just one example of how we work together. The door staff would have been told about that as well. So all of us out there were aware that there was somebody who might be at risk. And of course, in those circumstances, we phoned the prayer pastors because that's something that they can focus on in their prayer back here. So the teamwork is really important. And Lord, we thank you for the individuals and the public servants who we see working until the early hours. We pray for the police, the CCTV operators, the ambulance service, the pub and club door staff, and the taxi rank marshals. Many of these people we've come to know personally, and we have first-hand experience of how demanding their work is. Lord, we pray for their safety when, while most are asleep, they are working, not knowing who they might meet and what they might be called to do. We thank God for the prayer and the street pastors and the different skills they bring to our Friday and Saturday nights. We are human with our physical, emotional imperfections, and we rely on you to keep us awake and alert, to fill us with physical and mental endurance, to cope with the situations we meet, for taking us where you think we need to be, and then knowing when to stay and when to move on. And we thank God for our prayer pastors who set aside time to pray at home We know we could not manage without their unseen support. Amen.
So let's be still. For the things that we would thank God for on this day. In Jesus' name, Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So when we got together to plan this service, we thought that we would be going for the Good Samaritan, is our biblical text. But the more that we talked, the more we realized that actually it's about not judging, about the fact that it's surprising that God is at work, surprising who God is at work in. So the story is from John chapter 8. And Anne McFarland will read this piece to us. And Janine Goddard will be her microphone stand. Yes, it is now. Beautiful.
So today's reading is taken from Book of John in the New Testament, from chapter 8, starting at verse 1. And it's on page 127 in your Bibles. Then everyone went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early the next morning, he went back to the temple. All the people gathered round him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman who had been caught committing adultery, and they made her stand before them all. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In our law, Moses commanded that such a woman must be stoned to death. Now, what do you say? They said this to trap Jesus so that they could accuse him. But he bent over and wrote on the ground with his finger. As they stood there asking him questions, he straightened himself up and said to them, whichever one of you has committed to sin may throw the first stone at her. Then he bent over again and wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they all left one by one, the older ones first. Jesus was left alone with the woman, still standing there. He straightened himself up and said to her, where are they? Is there no one left to condemn you? No one, sir, she answered. Well then, Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, but do not sin again. And Jesus spoke to the Pharisees again. I am the light of the world, he said. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. Amen.
Amen. We join to sing, God is love, his the care. Thank you, Anne. I've asked that the children go out before I show this clip, because although we've worked really, really hard to get it within the parameters of decency for a Sunday morning, you know what? Many a slip between computer and projection. So what we're going to do next is we're going to show a little clip which was filmed by the BBC. It's a programme which is all about alcohol and... Our clip is about the street pastors. There's more, but we go off on all sorts of other stuff. So it's the clip I'm going to show you. Then we're going to divide into groups. You could go into the hall to do something creative, maybe around the Trinity for East Trinity Sunday. You could stay in this space and divide into groups for conversation about street pastors. We have a number of street pastors here, and we also have two people who are prayer pastors, and we have Maddie, who used to be a street pastor, so she also knows. So we're going to divide you up and move around. That's the plan. And then we'll come back together. So it's an information gathering so that we can pray and know more, because this is a piece of work that the church is committed to. The church is committed to. So... May it please God, let's go.
Father God, we thank you for the honour of serving you, and we pray for this evening, Lord. We pray for a night of joy and people having a good time. Mm. We just put tonight in your arms. In his name. Amen.
Amen. There may be people having work Christmas parties this evening, so that's something to consider. It's what we've sort of been saying the last couple of weeks.
See you later.
I'm a street pastor, and we go out in Kingston and in other towns around the country, just making sure that the youngsters that go out to the towns during the Friday and Saturday nights are safe.
Just checking.
20 to 2?
Yeah, 1:40.
Past your bedtime, you should be home in bed. My goodness.
What are you doing out this time, mate?
If we come across any that are very drunk and need help, then we will give it to them. What's the matter? Hey?
It's really horrible.
You're freezing, darling. Luke, have we got a space blanket?
You asked the doorman to call us.
Who do I say?
We're street pastors.
Street pastors.
We need us to come back.
Thank you. Oh no, that's lovely.
Sure.
Oh my, that's actually so warm.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, and you, darling. I hope they're not too long. That's it. Thank you. So that's filmed by the BBC, which is why it's such fabulous quality. BBC Three, it's on if you want. You want to have a look at it and get more. So, here we go. We have got Alison and Teresa and Sue, who are currently street pastors. We've got Ray Taylor, who is a really, really important prayer pastor. Very important. We've got Rosette, who is also a prayer pastor, and we've got Maddie, who used to be a street pastor. So I ask you people, please, could you spread yourselves around the room, the space over here, the space everywhere. Break up the chairs. They're not nailed to the floor. Pick them up. Move around to have some conversation. If you would rather spend some time praying for the street pastors, then move out that way. If you would like, you feel, actually, I want to do some craft, that's the space I'm in today, you move into the hall. Everybody clear? I apologise unreservedly for those of you who thought you were walking in, you're just going to sit and listen. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, move, 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 go, 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 go. Who knew that such important ministry was going on through the building of a night time? Friday, Saturday night, through the building, through the night time. We're going to sing, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
We're going to pray now for different groups of people. Shall we pray? Almighty Heavenly Father, we pray for those with alcohol or drug addictions. Please help those who are battling these addictions. Give them courage and hope and endurance. May they not feel completely isolated or abandoned. May they turn to you and realize that you love them and want them to be healthy. We ask that you would help street pastors to have the right words, the best actions, to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. We often meet, Father, people who suffer with mental health problems, who find it difficult to be at peace. Please help the street pastors to recognize those who have mental distress and be able to share words of comfort that will bring some peace. We remember and pray for mental health workers, especially those who work for the police, that they would be discerning and understanding. Help them and us all to have compassion and patience. We're grieved that so many people are sleeping on our streets for all kinds of reasons. Please help us to treat them with due respect and kindness. May the work of street pastors bring a sense of hope and new possibilities to those who often feel hopeless and defeated. We pray for the authorities, for charities and voluntary agencies, that they would have and find creative and lasting ways of providing accommodation. We are grateful for the police and the security services who work to keep us safe and secure. May they have the resources they need to reduce crime and deal effectively with criminal activity. We pray for response pastors who are trained to provide help to those affected by major disasters. We pray for those volunteers who this week are supporting people around London Bridge after last week's terrorist incident. And finally, we pray that more people would feel called to be street pastors and prayer pastors in the UK and elsewhere in the world. And we pray that more and more churches would put aside their differences and work together to provide a united Christian presence on the streets of our towns and cities. Thank you that many churches are working together from all many different denominations. And we ask all of this knowing that you care deeply about a broken world and broken people. Please help us to cooperate with you and to put your love into action. Amen.
So let us continue our worship as we make our offering.
Thank you.
So from all of this, the question is, how do we respond? The first thing is to remember that in the giving to your ordinary everyday giving to the life of this church, that is part of our response. You know, keeping the building clean, make sure that the building is open, all of that stuff comes from your ordinary giving. It might be that you are particularly feeling you want to support financially. We can organise that. It might be that you think, actually, maybe this is a calling on my life in terms of being a street pastor. Or it might be that you are interested in helping prayer ministry. Two ways that we can do that. One, that you get regular prayer updates and you can pray at home. But we're really, our big issue at the moment is prayer pastors. Because if we don't have prayer pastors, we will not let a team go out. It's very important. So if you would be interested in exploring that, Sue, I'm about to drop you on it. Would you speak to Sue? Could you get on your feet, please? Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Speak to Sue Shaw, who's one of our elders. So we're going to dedicate this money, but we're also going to dedicate those who do this ministry on our behalf. So could you, Alison, could you, Teresa, Rosette, could you, up we get. Let's join to pray. Loving God, we dedicate to you the ordinary money that is our regular giving. We will not serve you and we will not be stewards only in times that are exciting. We ask that we would know that we are your followers in every day. So bless these gifts of money that we bring. And we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on the work of prayer pastors and street pastors, particularly in Kingston. And we ask that you would dedicate these people who are doing this work on our behalf. Give them energy, give them strength, help them at those times when they feel tired, help them at those times when they'd rather not, and yet they still keep going. Thank you. And we ask that you would bless this ministry in Jesus' name. Amen. Our final hymn, Will You Come and Follow Me? And could you remember that you're most welcome to stay for lunch? Woohoo! Will you come and follow me? Thank you.
Are you going to bring your poster up here? Right at the top.
And what does it say? What is it? Oh, and pictures?
Yes.
Let's go. Let's see it.
It says, in case you can't see at the back, go and tell people about Jesus. Show them what he would do. So it's not just about going out and telling people, but like the street pastors, it's showing Jesus' love by doing things.
Thank you. Thank you. And as we leave, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be our strength wherever we go. May the love of God be our joy, whatever our circumstances. And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our inspiration, whatever we do, for now, forever. Amen.